Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We got a guest.
We do have a guest. We have a guest. And we love to talk about, you know, we talk to the guy. After games, we talk to the players and the coaches. This guy talks to the owners and the GMs and the folks that write the checks. That's because he covers the business side of sports. Eric Jackson, from our area, is now taking a new job with Sportico. He moved to New York City.
Morning, Eric.
Morning, Eric.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Turkey Day. Fantastic. Pleasure to be on, for sure.
I'm curious about with Eric. Where I know he's with Sportico now, and I don't know how much time he spends in Atlanta, but what would have been your focus as far as trying to come up with some sort of economic impact to pass on to the city after the Braves World Series win?
I know, man. I was joking with somebody. I felt like they needed me to get out of town, right, to get the get it done. But it's crazy, right? I mean, I think for them, it obviously there were some sore hearts and still are, right, about the team leaving Atlanta, going out to to Cobb County, but. I think for the Braves in that sense, that they feel validated in the sense of, the battery. And, obviously we saw every night how thick it was, home or on the road, right? So, obviously, they're going to hit franchise revenue records this year, and their value just keeps going up as a team and a club. But, no doubt. I mean, the economic impact, it's temporary, right? But no doubt, I mean, those businesses are out there, definitely got a nice little boost during that course. So, obviously kudos to the Braves and, there's definitely some benefits for those folks out there, the businesses nearby. So,
like I said, like I always like to say about it, Eric, it was a real estate deal with a little bit of baseball thrown in on the side, and it's worked out very, very well. Look, I'm sure you've got a lot to talk about some things. We've got an NFL team that's having to pay a big sum of money to a city. We're talking about this Rams deal. Tell us what brought that on, and might that mean that we won't see teams so eager to jump from city to city after this?
Right. Well, you got to follow the rules when you do it, right? So the process was we come to find out the process was much more messy, right, than we knew originally when they left, right? So obviously this has been a 4-year litigation going on between the city of St. Louis and the NFL. Obviously, now we have a resolution. They've settled out for $790 million. After this mediation session that recently happened. So, obviously this was unlikely to go to trial, which was going to come up in January. The NFL has just historically never wanted to air out their dirty laundry, so to speak, what happens behind closed doors. So, they usually like to settle before things get to that. And the thing is, though, the sort of some of the code and internal workings, even some of the ownership issues, were still revealed in the process. So it showed that everybody's not on the same page. Because long story short, when teams relocate, all the owners are in agreement of this. This is not one owner who makes this decision, right? So it's the club, it's the good old boys club, as they say. So obviously, some owners are upset with Stan Kroenke, the Rams owner. He wanted to distance himself in that sense and, get this deal done. But ultimately, everybody, all the owners, Jerry Jones, everyone included, has to take responsibility for the move to Los Angeles. So luckily, the settlement has come, and we still don't know how much Stan Kroenke's going to have to pay out of the $790. But if you know Stan, he's very well off. So a lot of people see it as a win for the NFL in a lot of ways, because – well, $790 million is a lot to me and you. That's doable for the NFL. I know some folks in the off friends, especially in St. Louis, who were disappointed, as they should be. The St. Louis would have had a big advantage if they went to trial, because it was becoming more clear through the discovery that the league did violate relocation rules. So it would have been so interesting, right? I mean, who wouldn't have loved to, you know, this probably would have been on TV, right? Seeing Roger Goodell or Jerry Jones up there on the witness stand. I mean, this would have been great TV.
Which is what, Eric, excuse me for jumping in here. Isn't that one of the main reasons why the settlement happened? Is because while this is between Kroenke and the city of St. Louis, and as you said, it's all, you know, they're all members of the same club. The lawsuit in and of itself and the money that was being paid to defend this lawsuit started bleeding into the other owners' pockets. And it was starting to cost them more than what they thought it was going to cost. And they were like, hey, you need to settle this thing right now because you dip it into my back pocket.
Exactly. That's when people start to get upset, right? You're in my pocket now. You know what I mean? And, you know, the thing is, Stan's the richest owner in the NFL, too. So, you know, outside of Panthers owner David Tepper, but honestly, it's probably Stan if you include his wife Ann Walton, who's a Harris of the Walmart family, you know. So Stan has the biggest pockets in the room, ultimately.
Yeah, he does.
You know, so
yeah, he does.
You know, they're looking at him like, "Yo, fit this bill, man, and let's move on from all of this." So, you know, and obviously they got it done with the settlement, and it's a win for Stan, especially you got to imagine the trial would have been in January, just a few weeks starting before the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. Right. So, you know, Stan didn't want all the media, right, too, especially weeks, you know, coming into the Super Bowl with that on the mind. So it could have been a mess ultimately. Yeah.
We won't have that. We won't have that. But we're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Eric Jackson. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at EP Jackson, at EP Jackson, all lowercase. Eric, we talk about the pandemic and the impact it had on college athletics. Seems not to be bothering these teams from putting these big football contracts. Where are they getting this money from? For James Franklin and now Mel Tucker.
Right. No, I'm sure looking at one of the craziest coaching carousels in years, you know, and obviously the blue bloods, right? USC, Florida, LSU, you know, this is triggering this big wave of money contracts. And, you know, depending on who you talk to, especially in academia, you know, the optics aren't great coming off of a pandemic, right? Obviously, you know, students and enrollment and other things and issues that some universities are having. But, you know, big boosters, right? They'll come up and pony it up. You know, everybody's not struggling, as they say. So, you know, obviously James Franklin, it was smart for Penn State to just go ahead, 10-year deal, about 8.5 per. And Mel Tucker, you know, Michigan State wasn't going to let him get away, you know, about 95 mil on his 10-year deal. So it's really interesting for sure. You know, the most high profile schools, you just don't see this, right? The most high profile programs have these openings. And then not just those three, right? But Washington, TCU, Virginia Tech. I mean, these are good jobs too that are open. So it's just,
right.
I mean, we've already had 14 head coaching changes. And, you know, we haven't even got to the end of the year yet. You know what I mean? Like it's we're on rapid fire. And a lot of people predicted that during the pandemic, you know, there would be, you know, more conservative. We're going to let this thing play out. But, you know, that's why you have the powers to be and boosters and everyone else who make these decisions, who will pay these buyouts, Mullen, $12 million buyout. I wish someone would give me that, right, to walk away, right?
But isn't it, guys, at the end of the day, isn't it us flipping a bill? You can talk about the boosters and they bring in that extra gravy, but at the end of the day, these are state employees.
Yeah, but they got a cap on how much the state pays.
Well, again,
the rest comes from the boost.
You go around the country and you see these college football coaches, and they're all the richest or the highest paid employees of the state. You know, when you go around them,
right?
And so at the end of the day, we can talk about the boosters, but it's still coming out of our pocket. You know,
right? No, it's not all. Yeah, it's not always private finance, right? For sure. I mean, and you know, I remember the LSU professor, you know, at LSU, right, criticizing their own university, right? So, you know, when your textbooks haven't been updated in a while, your dorms haven't, you know what I mean? There's a big discussion, right, on, you know, what are we doing here, right? But there is no joke, or there's no debate that football especially impacts, you know, Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, these enrollment rates since they've been there and the success they've been having, right, has increased it tenfold. So, you know, there is a correlation between success and what you're doing, and you know, as far as benefiting the school and, you know, as a whole. So it's a good discussion, right? I love it.
Yep, yep. As I always say, athletics is the front porch to schools to get people to come and attract them to campus. And that's true.
That's a good phrase, man. I like that.
Well, it's what they say because a lot of folks who never set foot in the classroom would drop money
the
for your athletics.
We don't want to admit it, right? Cause everybody always, nobody wants to admit it because school should be the first priority, right?
Yeah.
It should. The academics is what you come for, but it would be naive to say that, Nick Saban's making, $10.7 million this year, just a recent raise, and Dabo's right there. Jimbo just got another deal, about $95 million, and your boy Kirby Smart is very due, He's underpaid, at $7 million. People are like, you're underpaid. Kirby's going to probably get locked down now. Everybody else is getting their big contracts. Kirby Smart's obviously a Jimmy Sexton client, and Jimmy usually, has done well for his clients in the past. So, Kirby's going to be – I'm sure the UGA is going to roll out the red carpet.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Doubt.
Really, and the big bank roll. Eric, we appreciate you spending some time. I know you with family this morning. We appreciate you spending some Thanksgiving, and always good to catch up with you.
Yes,
and
sir.
The business side of the game. And thanks for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy
and
Thanksgiving,
family.
Eric.
Happy Thanksgiving. I have one more important question for you guys.
What?
Turkey or ham?
Oh, turkey today.
Turkey.
Today.
Today, yeah, today. we do the honey
Thank
bank.
Guys,
we do
I
the honey bank
it.
on Christmas.
Yeah, we go. There we go. There we
appreciate
go.
It, man.
Take it easy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!